This is the Creative Remix. I'm Benjamin Walker. We're examining the art and culture of the remix, talking to everyone except the lawyers. Gideon D'Arcangelo is a New York City artist who cruises the streets of New York with a recording deck and a microphone, looking for people with personal stereo devices, portable CD players, iPods, Walkman. When he finds a suitable target, he swoops down and taps in. He calls himself the Walkman Buster.
I take the tap off of their listening device, whatever it may be.
Because you have a headphone splitter.
I have a headphone splitter, so they can hear theirs. And then I keep another channel open for the microphone. So overlaid on that, we can now have our conversation. And then we sit in their bubble for as long as we can get a good conversation going. Excuse me, sir. Could I find out what you're listening to?
Just music.
What kind of music?
Rock and roll. I have like different types of music that I would download it from the computer, you know, so.
So this is your own special mix?
Yeah, my own special mix. This is Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. This is stuff from the jazz era. Actually, when I liked this song when I saw Woody Allen's movie Radio Days, and this happened to have this song that I like, you know, this one here.
Gideon takes his Walkman taps and mixes them together with the interviews that he records. The finished pieces have been airing on the public radio program, The Next Big Thing. Gideon graciously let me tag along for an afternoon of Walkman busting in New York City's Union Square.
What I'm looking for is a resonance between what they say about themselves or who they are, what they say about their lives or their story, and the music that they're listening to.
Half these people you interview never even hear this music. They're real into that rap stuff, hip-hop stuff, and all that. I'm not into that stuff, you know? I don't get a chance to talk to people about all this old stuff because they're not really into it, you know? People call me a dinosaur, you know? Because, you know what I mean?
I think I'm looking for, connecting people to this electronic form. Before 1877, before the time of recorded sound, music, by its nature, connected people into space. But in recorded sound, the baby gets lost with the bathwater. And so I guess what I'm trying to do is to kind of rewire some of what's been lost. And so to me, this is on a point-by-point basis. I connect this person to this recording and keep doing that, and I think over time we'll amass a story of people. Can you tell me a little bit about this music?
Well, capoeira derived from the African slaves within Brazil. It's a dance-like fight.
How did you get into it?
A friend of mine told me that it was too difficult for girls to do. I was at the next class. Haven't stopped for 3 years.
You know, really what we're wrestling with is, in this new electronic medium, a way of going both ways as opposed to just receiving from the source. And all kinds of tools are emerging that allow us to do this. This is a very low-tech form of interactivity, which I love. Hijacking a one-way communication to make it into a two-way conversation.
What you listening to?
Sublime.
Tell me who Sublime is.
Everyone knows Sublime, dude. You've heard of Sublime, dude.
I haven't.
Dude, he's never heard of the band called Sublime. Oh, my God.
All kinds of turntablists and remix artists and inventive instrument inventors now, instrument developers, are all trying, I think, to find a way of rewiring the connections. But we're going to go through the electronic medium. You know, there's no going back. I'm not atavistic in saying, oh, we should all sit around and play acoustic guitars around the campfire, although that's something I love to do. You know, we're in the electronic medium, you know, and that's the way it's going to be. It has to be. People are distributed all over the world. Excuse me, could I check out what you're listening to on your Walkman? Could I hear what you're listening to?
Luther Vandross.
A chair is still a chair. I love the editing part. I mean, it's just, I'm sure as you know, it's a fun experience.
I just got this today. It's the CD of his greatest hits.
It's kind of pretty rough and ready street audio, so it'll be a combination of kind of bringing in the what was playing from the Walkman and then setting it against the tableau of what's happening in the scene, and then trying to find those moments in the conversation that resonate.
5 years ago, I lost my wife. She died of leukemia. This is one of the CD that I used to have at one time, but in my emotions, because it was actually my wife's, and I just said to myself, let me just, you know, face it. She's in my heart.
I apprenticed in the shop of Alan Lomax. I worked with Alan for many years, and he was interested in the big picture always. How does music fit into human life? What does it mean? And it would even relate the way we set up our society with the kind of music that we find compelling. And so I think it would make a lot of sense for him now to, you know, he would understand why we always make music out of the tools that are laying around on either, you know, with us. And right now it's computers and it's electronic media, and that's what we need to now give human voice to and through.
So Gideon, when you strap on your Walkman busting equipment, is there a connection between the recordings you're making of people listening to music and the recordings that Alan Lomax used to make of people making music? Surely for you there's a relationship, right?
Ben, I'm going to really have to think about that actually, because that's a big question for me. But I do think that there is something about finding the voice of the people that connects it. It's different, you know. I mean, there's finding the practitioners of music is different than finding those that are listening, right? So that's a very big difference. But in terms of trying to give voice, create avenues of communication where there weren't any before, then I do think that this is comparable.
Why are you packing it up? I want to hear what you got in there.
You don't even want to go into my Disney greatest hits.
No, I want to hear your Disney greatest hit.
No, this is like totally kiddish.
No, I want to hear that.
I'm not so interested in making a new recording. You know, because that's making a new source, like, you know, like the old 19th century style of going and making your own song and getting it out into the world. It's more like, to me, the task of the day is to figure out ways of processing all the stuff that's out there in the world and using it as a way to, you know, to keep the human story in it, you know, and so to me that's the creative task of the day.
That's Gideon D'Arcangelo, Walkman Buster and remix artist. You can hear his pieces on the public radio program The Next Big Thing.